Good morning. How are you, Susan?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks. You've got a busy weekend. There's a concert tonight at 7:30 at Fox Chapel Presbyterian Church, and tomorrow, Sunday, 4 o'clock, at Ingomar United Methodist Church, and you have a theme show. It's called Name That Tune, and I understand every song is somebody's name is in the song.
It is, yes. We built the whole program around songs that have names in the title. We ask our audience and we ask our singers to come up with some songs that they love that had names in the title, and we kind of put them all together, and we have a really fun program that has all kinds of different names in it.
Now, just for fun, I'm going to see if I don't know what the program is. I'm going to think of some songs. The first one that came to mind was Hello, Dolly.
It's in there, yes. Hello,
ooh.
Dolly. We're singing that one.
How about Sweet Caroline?
We are singing that. Hey, you're two for two.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
Let me think. I can think of songs that won't be in there but are fun to think about. Probably not Martha, My Dear by the Beatles.
No, but we do have another Beatles song in it.
Oh, Michelle.
No.
Okay. Michelle. Oh, Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, that's
okay.
The one. Yes.
There are a lot of, there are some other songs that could fit there too. What a fun idea. Tell me about the concert crowd. How many people are singing, and a little bit about your history?
Well, the concert chorale is 35 years old next year. We're in our 34th season right now, and it's an all-volunteer community choir. So people from all walks of life who love to sing together. And we are, about 100 people in the chorale. I think we've got about 90 singing these concerts because some people are out of town for various reasons, but it's a really big group. And we have... And the band for this concert, we have piano, bass, and drums.
I was going to ask, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a little jazz combo. Brian Sable is an amazing pianist. He's our wonderful pianist. Justin Bendel is a fabulous bass player, and he's going to be playing both bass guitar, and he'll also be playing the upright bass, too.
Mm.
And then our drummer, this is fun, our drummer, Bob Rosthorn. For 30 years, he was the drummer for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh.
On that show. Yeah, and he is just terrific. And he has so many stories. I mean, he's just done everything and been everywhere. So it's a really great group of musicians, and the choir is sounding terrific. And these songs are, well, let's see. I'll throw out a few more titles for you. We're going to do some old folk songs, too, just a couple of them. Danny Boy, the great Irish tune, Oh, Danny Boy. But then we've got some more like rock kind of songs like Proud Mary and Rosanna. We've got country song like Jolene that
Rosanna,
Dolly Parton
yeah.
wrote and sang
uh-huh.
with Pentatonix. And so we've got some Paul Simon with You Can Call Me Al and Mrs. Robinson. So we've just got a ton of really fun music in this concert.
You don't have Mrs. Jones by Billy Paul.
Man, no, we don't
Mrs.
have that one.
Jones, Mrs. yeah. Jones. I heard that on the radio the other day.
Oh,
and,
no, we don't have Mrs. Jones.
I was
Mrs.
singing
Robinson.
That at the top of my lungs and, with a lot of people looking at me in the car as it came on. What a great show. Now, this is all happening at Fox Chapel Presbyterian Church tonight, May 4th, 7:30, and then tomorrow, May 5th at 4 o'clock at the Ingomar United Methodist Church, and that's it, right? These two performances.
These two performances, yes, and tickets are available at the door, and I think it's really going to be, it's going to be a rockin' good time because people can sing along if they want to. Of course, in Sweet Caroline, there's always places where the audience kind of does their thing and, you know, and some of the other ones as well. So it's really going to be fun.
It should be great. Can you tell me the rough age range of the people that are part of the concert crowd? Do you have any relatively young people singing?
We do. We have, some of my alumni, I teach at Washington and Jefferson College, so shout out to all your listeners in Washington County, because I'm down there a lot. So we have some recent alumni from W&J that are singing in the group. So
that's
we've
great.
Got some singers who are like 22, 23 other, and not just young singers from W&J. We've got lots of, you know, lots of young choral members in their 20s, 30s, 40s, all the way up. Everything is represented. And I think our oldest singer, I think we have a singer who's 84. So everything from 22, we've got six decades of experience represented in the chorale.
Well, that's great. And, you know, we have a new initiative that we're going to be working on to try to get more folks from Washington County on the radio with us. So that's something you and I can talk about sometime.
Yes, absolutely.
We'd like to be sure that we represent rural, particularly youth during our youth programs. So we'll maybe talk about that. So I hope the show goes well. How can people learn more about the Pittsburgh Concert Chorale in general?
Our website is www.pccsing, so it's pccsing.org.
Sounds great.
And on there they can find out all kinds of things about the chorale. If people are interested in auditioning, they can find that information there. And when our shows are and how to get tickets and all of that, it's all there.
Sounds terrific. Susan, thank you for being with us today, and good luck this weekend. I know it's a busy one.
Well, thank you so much.
Take care. That's Susan Medley, who is with the Pittsburgh Concert Chorale. PCC Sings is how you can get to their website, pccsings.org.